The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns.
Hi, everyone. This is The Carolina Outdoors, and I'm Bill Barty. And each week, we come on to The Carolina Outdoors to talk about the different outdoor activities and events that you can celebrate here in the Carolinas and beyond. But as we have stepped into the year 2021, Wes Lawson, who's sitting over here on my right-hand side, and I wanted to share with you bits and pieces of 2020 and then talk about what is upcoming and what 2021 shall bring to us, we think, at least from the outdoor perspective. Wes, I don't want to understate anything, but it's obvious what 2020 meant to people getting outdoors, coming into Jesse Browns, and reigniting passions that maybe they always wanted to participate in and finally got the chance to participate in.
Well, Happy New Year, Bill. It is. It feels good to be in 2021. It's been a long year already, I think. Yeah, you know, 2020 brought all kinds of challenges. One of them was finding a parking place at a national or state park because people were getting outside like we hadn't seen maybe in decades in some cases. Lines at boat ramps were down the block like it was a holiday weekend. People were out fishing because they couldn't do much else. Community pools were largely closed. Stores, shops, restaurants. You know, we all know the story. We've heard it so much it's become rote. But the outdoors became our reprieve again, and that's just the way we like it. It was a good salve and good medicine for us, and I hope going forward it is part of the intentions that we set for ourselves for 2021 and 2022. How's that? We're already thinking way ahead, Bill.
Way ahead, and I like the way you set that up because what would a New Year's program be without the talk about resolutions and planning for the future, whether it be 2021 or 2022, and saying goodbye to 2020. This happens every year, and you'll recognize many of the resolutions that people put forth, and maybe we can talk about them and look at how they relate to what we do at Jesse Browns as far as outfitting people for their different outdoor activities and pursuits, and helping them prepare for success in whatever endeavor that they may be doing. So here those resolutions are, and many of these are listed by a vice president of marketing at PathGather. Now, this man is a lifelong learner, globetrotter, self-described. His name, Brad Zomack. And every year these resolutions are made. So here are some of his top ones that he typed in. And then maybe we'll take a quick break, come back and tackle these in relation to the outdoors. The resolutions that people make: exercise more, lose weight, get organized, learn a new skill or hobby, live life to the fullest. Now, those are the first five. And as you and I see, Wes, those are interrelated or correlate with each other, and outdoor pursuits more. Save more, spend less. That's number six. But we could argue, and we'll get into all this, is once you've invested in yourself, in your outdoor pursuits, it's quite inexpensive after that. Quit smoking is what Zomick lists as number seven. More time with family and friends. Travel more. Read more. Now, according to the Journal of Clinical Psychology, a study that they did, 46% of people who create and make resolutions reach with success those resolutions. That means 54% fail at that. And even worse, in this same study from the Journal of Clinical Psychology, non-resolvers, which I would resemble that, I really don't make a resolution, only 4% of those people. That means that they have some goals that they'd like to obtain. They have some pursuits that they would like to have success with, but they do not consider it a New Year's resolution. 4% of them have success. So Wes, with that said, maybe we can delve into the next segment. Break this down per outdoor, hiking, camping, fishing, or even subset that we promote at Jesse Brown's, fly fishing, and talk about what these 10 resolutions may mean as our outdoor people and passion, people with that passion or that want of passion, how they can break down these resolutions for success.
That sounds good. And, you know, I think we can do all of that very interconnectedly. They do all relate. Now, it may mean that you don't lose as much weight because we might go on a trip through Tuscany or Argentina and the food is going to be quite good. But if we can get the right product on your feet or on your face, covering your eyes, that kind of stuff, or in your hand, you're going to love it. And it may not be everything you thought. It may be a whole lot more, because once we delve into travel and adventure and fishing and camping in the outdoors, everything else kind of melts away. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's get ready to do that, Bill. You ready for 2021? I think I am.
I'm ready. Ready or not, we are in 2021. You're listening to the Carolina Outdoors, whether it be via the airwaves of WBT Radio early on a Saturday morning, or maybe you're listening to us via podcast, or maybe you're just over at jessebrowns.com listening to each segment that we have broken down there from now till times past. Whichever way you're joining us, we're glad that you're here. He's Wes Lawson. I'm Bill Barty. We're going to jump into 2021 and success in outdoor resolutions right after this.